Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 3rd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. We are familiar with the many lies by the IAM about AFA, our contract, our leadership, and our democracy during this representation election, but now their lies and deceit have expanded about a sister union. On May 31st, the IAM sent out a campaign message that stated, Japan Federation of Labor endorses the IAM in the representation election for flight attendants, and included a short video of the chairman of the union making a statement in Japanese about supporting the IAM. This was an underhanded, dirty trick by the IAM. The Japanese labor union, the JLU, has refuted the IAM's claim. We have a long-time working relationship with the JLU that represents ground workers in Narita. The United MEC officers meet regularly with representatives of the union when they come to Chicago for meetings with United Management. Our local Council 38 in Narita coordinates frequently with the JLU on local issues, and both unions have benefited from this strong relationship built on mutual trust and respect. Appropriately, since the IAM represents ground workers, the JLU also meets with the IAM when in Chicago. Just last week, one of these Chicago visits took place, and after meeting with AFA, the JLU attended a meeting with the IAM. Before leaving the meeting with the IAM, the JLU chairman was ushered before a video camera and asked to provide a statement of support related to their mutual discussions over issues for ground workers. Never was the JLU advised the pins they were asked to wear or the video they were recording was to be used as a means to support the IAM in a representation election for flight attendants. This is one of the many examples where the IAM has lied. And it is shameful that the machinists would be so deceitful as to try to trick a sister union who has only ever shown solidarity to United workers. This example may be applied to every single IAM mailing or communication in circulation. The IAM does not have the structure, the resources, the experience, or the ability to represent flight attendants as AFA can and will continue to do. AFA's campaign has been focused on the depth and breadth of our union and the future of our careers. The IAM's negative, deceitful campaign is an insult to the intelligence of flight attendants, and therefore we have not focused our campaign on combating the repeated lies. But this really goes too far. And flight attendants outside of Narita do not generally know about the good relationship AFA has maintained with the JLU. For anyone who may have taken the IAM at their word in any other instance, apply this example and then ask questions to get the facts. You cannot count on the truth from the IAM. When we choose the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, to represent us in this election, we do so with a strong vote for AFA. We send the message out that flight attendants are ready to stand up to our management and demand improvements in our lives. We urge you not to wait. Vote today. Vote AFA. Your voting instructions should have already arrived. If you haven't received your voting instructions, please go to our website and start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instruction request. When using the telephone option to vote, please listen to all of the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you confirm your vote. Voting may be accomplished using either a personal computer or telephone. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. This is the vote of our careers, and it's so important that we all participate and vote in the National Mediation Board representation election between AFA and the other union. Flight attendants at United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia can feel the excitement as we get closer to the final voting day, June 29th. You can hear flight attendants celebrating their vote at the yourafa.org website. AFA Government Affairs has an enormous influence on our work life every day. AFA consistently and effectively lobbies members of Congress, provides lobbying training to AFA members, and organizes grassroots member activism targeting the issues that matter most to flight attendants. Our Government Affairs Committee and Government Affairs Department serve the flight attendant profession exclusively. AFA is the authoritative voice for flight attendants. We are frequently invited to provide expert advice on flight attendant issues and to give testimony on behalf of our members in congressional hearings. The AFA Government Affairs Department and our extensive network of flight attendant activists influence decisions made at the highest levels of government that directly impact our profession. AFA has led the way on flight attendant legislation, and here are just a few victories. AFA has fought for and won FMLA coverage for flight attendants, seniority integration protections in airline mergers, flight attendant certification, the ban on smoking in the aircraft cabin, whistleblower protections for flight attendants, penalties for crew member interference. When AFA lobbies Congress, we lobby on behalf of all flight attendants strictly on issues that impact flight attendants. We work with management when we have common ground, but we always stand up for flight attendants first and foremost. In addition, when AFA successfully shepherds a flight attendant issue through the legislative process until it is enacted into law, we can take it off the negotiating table and use our leverage to obtain other contractual gains. AFA is a strong voice on the Hill for our profession. As we reported last week, the annual United Shareholders meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, June 8, 2011. We will join our sisters and brothers from ALPA to picket before the event. We have set up a RSVP page on our website for those who are able to join us in letting management know that we are ready for Section 6 contract negotiations to be concluded. If you own UAL common stock, either directly or through your 401k, you should have already received your stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors, who have richly rewarded the executives and allowed them to profit from our sacrifice. For additional information and complete voting instructions, please see our website. As we have done in prior years, this year ALPA will be taking the lead in organizing a demonstration at this year's shareholders meeting. Let us know. We can count on you to join us in protest of their actions against our airline. A recent incident aboard a JetBlue flight in which an unauthorized person was seated in a flight attendant jump seat has caused their airline to suspend the cabin jump seat travel for non-JetBlue flight attendants and pilots. Upon learning of the suspension, AFA contacted JetBlue to offer any assistance in having this type of travel reinstated. While JetBlue jump seat access is currently suspended, our reciprocal cabin seat agreement remains in full effect at JetBlue. AFA has worked with United to negotiate 15 reciprocal cabin seat agreements for the benefit of our membership. This program has given commuting flight attendants additional alternatives in order to be able to commute to work. We will keep you informed on any developments that come out of this situation at JetBlue. Don't miss the latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial that was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA option 5 or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. Please be sure to check out our new video in our series, which celebrates our lives as flight attendants. Praise you. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.